Hey, if you can't trust Moses, who can you trust?
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And Mike Hal Valdivia. Dang it.
Hey, how about we give some of the cliches that are common to Comdex?
Comdex cliches?
Comdex cliches. For the last 20 years, by the way, Bill Gates has been giving the keynote address at Comdex for 20 years straight. The keynote speaker.
You think that he might have some power in the technology world?
They should call it Microsoft Dex.
You know, they are probably one of the biggest spenders as far as exhibitors, as far as products, as far as what they do. It doesn't matter what the economy is doing, because they're always doing something new. They've always got something on the horizon. They've always got a ton of hype. They actually, the only thing that I probably would care about that I missed at Comdex this year.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about and seen some little clips of on the internet and things, and I'm looking for the whole full movie. They did a little kind of spoof movie on The Matrix.
Yes.
It was right before Bill Gates' keynote address, and it was Bill Gates as Morpheus.
Yes.
And Steve Ballmer, of course, the right-hand man, or now maybe the left-hand man, you never know. He was Neo.
Neo, right.
And they did this whole thing where they, you know, Bill Gates had two pills in his hand. One was this big, fat, overinflated blue pill that had IBM and Linux written on it, and one was this tiny little pill. It was red, and it had a little Microsoft logo on it, and of course, you know which one Ballmer picks, and it's this whole thing.
We will have to find that video and make it available to our audience.
The theme behind the whole thing was Microsoft will set you free.
Okay, but here we go. Things you hear, top 10 things you're going to hear at Comdex, top 4 or 5, that you're going to hear at Comdex every year. We've heard this for the 15 years that I've been going.
Do you need a drum roll?
Yeah, why not?
That's our drum roll.
Yeah. We're going to make computers easier to use.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't...
I mean, fill in the blank on the company that says that, right?
You'll never need more than, or bigger than, or whatever, fill in the blanks there, because that was been with the amount of RAM. It was 640K. You'll never need more than a 30-megabyte hard drive. You'll never need bigger than or faster than. That's always the claim, and that'll never be true.
Our interface is the most user-friendly ever. We're user-friendly.
Until next week.
What does user-friendly mean? Is it like, does a computer call you up in the middle of the night going, I love you.
Remember Microsoft Bob?
You're good enough?
I think Microsoft Bob.
You're cute enough?
Was user-friendly.
And doggone it, people like you.
Yeah. User-friendly. Ergonomically correct.
Yes. This is going to change the way we use computers. I mean, you hear it, I mean, just every single
The latest technology from our company is the best yet. Always until, like, tomorrow.
Actually, one of the things that we saw a re-emergence of, that I'm hoping someday really will take off, is voice over IP, or what they call telephony, and it looks like it's telephony.
You keep saying the one thing we saw? We didn't go there.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Virtually.
Oh, my bad.
Telephony devices, basically, these are things that look like, and we talked about this with a company called Vonage that has a very good product, but I think you're going to see more and more companies come out with these voice over IP devices that basically plug into your internet connection. So if you have like a Cox high-speed cable modem or something, you can plug these devices in, and then it uses the high-speed connection just like a regular phone.
That's the only home phone in my house.
Yeah.
And a couple of my friends, actually, now that's become their home phone.
Now, long distance wise, obviously it's fantastic. As far as the
fantastical. Yes.
As far as local service, one of the things that does not exist at this point for that type of service is a 911 service.
Actually, they do now.
Vonage has that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I pick up my phone and dial 911, it goes to the same place when you dial 911 goes.
No. Their ability to know where you are.
Oh yeah, they know.
Okay.
They added that about 6 months ago. Okay. You go in and register, and it takes about 2 days to activate the process and. They take your number and it's all good.
Extra?
No.
Extra. Okay.
No, it's all included.
Well, regardless, you're going to see at some point, you're going to see these handsets and things on the market, where you'll go to the store and you'll see these telephone devices, and some of them will look like regular old telephones, but they literally will plug into your internet connection and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, when you get like the Vonage service, they send you a little box when you get the service and subscribe to it that plugs in between your cable modem and your regular phone, and it, you just use your regular phone. In fact, if you know a little bit about how phones work, which is not, you know, rocket science by any means, you can just light up all the lines in your house just like you normally would, and so you can just pick up phones, and it's no big deal.
Right, but...
It ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
But the stuff we saw at Comdex, basically, you don't have to have the special box. You don't have to have these things. You're going to be able to just play. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens, because it's all a pipe dream until it's real, right?
Dude, it is real.
No.
Come to my house, check it out, use it. It's
You're missing.
What am I missing?
What was introduced at Comdex.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Remember the theme of this show?
The thing we were looking at?
IBM stated that they're going to, or at least they're acting like, they're going to re-embrace the personal computer market.
Maybe when we were at Comdex, I must not have seen the same thing you saw.
Yet. you know, they've made mistakes year over year about the personal computer world. And
maybe I should open my eyes up more.
You should. You should. Your eyes should become more blue.
I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
Big Blue? No, why would
IBM?
Why would you do that?
What did they say?
They didn't say anything.
Big Blue?
It's just they're making noise as if they were somehow really interested in the PC market again, so...
They're just whiners.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So, look for IBM to try to make a move this year. Obviously, Dell in the past year has decided that they're going to use the price hammer to basically bludgeon their competition.
It's actually the price hammer.
Hammer?
You don't pronounce the R.
Hammer.
What's wrong with you?
Hammer time. Did we lose our reviewer?
I think...
What happened?
Mikel, dumped them, because I saw her walk out of the room, and then pretty soon...
Did you dump Adam?
They were gone.
Yeah.
Why'd you dump
Why would you do that?
Because I thought we were doing them at 11.
No.
Oh, I didn't know. I took Adam, a call back at 11.
Call back. We were about to bring your review
in. We'll just grab him blind when he calls.
Well, yeah, exactly. What's going on with that? Some of the other devices, there's a Korean company that came out with an add-on to your PDA that basically allows you to, what did they call it, electroencephalogram. It's like this headset glasses that you put on.
X-ray vision?
And
is it here?
No. It just creates positive brain waves and crazy stuff. And
oh, yeah, I already got that. It's called a ViewMaster.
Yeah.
I had that around for years.
But does it plug into your PDA?
No, you just look into the light with it.
It's not technology.
Adam's back!
Actually, we talked earlier about Office 2003 having some new spam filters, and am I correct, Adam, that possibly we're getting a Office 2003 review this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah! Good timing!
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It was kind of blind. So, you have been playing with Office 2003. It's the latest productivity bundle from Microsoft, and your review, sir?
Oh, well, basically, the first thing I want to say about it is the one thing you'll notice if you get Office 2003 is that it looks different. That's definitely the first thing you're going to notice, and it's probably the biggest change there is.
Oh, that's not a very good...
it looks different. That's the reason I need to buy it.
Now, there are a few new things. Now, you were talking about Outlook earlier. They've completely redesigned Outlook. It works pretty much the same, but it has a different interface.
A more prettier one?
Is it more user-friendly?
Yes.
Is it going to make computing easier?
Yes.
Is it going to change the way we compute?
Maybe.
We'll never need another piece of software to manage our communications ever again?
I didn't say that.
This will be the end-all to all communication management software of all time?
But of course not. But it does look different. No. So any particular specifics?
Oh, well, they're in Outlook, you mean specifically?
Anything to hang on to.
What's something good that, and besides it looks really cool, why would I want to buy this? Why would I want to upgrade?
There are a couple new programs that come out in Office 2003. There's a new program called InfoPath, which is all about making, you know, designing and filling out forms and stuff.
Designing and filling out forms?
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to create forms like in my business because I have
right.
employees that I want to fill out a bunch of paperwork just to make them do some work.
Right.
Then I could create those cool forms.
Mm-hmm.
And this program is designed specifically. I know I can already do that with Word or Excel.
Right. It's made specifically for designing and making forms.
So it's like the old form tool, but Microsoft's now, per their usual kind of deal, taken over some other piece of the market, huh? Does it have like cool little wizards to help me make these forms?
Yep.
Wow. Does it actually work, Adam? Did you try it?
Yes, I did.
And is it cool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Can you make some worthless form and email it to me that I can fill out?
We were talking off the air. I think this was Adam that I was talking to. He was creating a form for potential girlfriends that, fill this out.
Because the line is getting so long that he needs to have a way to screen them.
Right. Right, Adam? You into the girlfriend territory yet?
Wasn't me.
A new reality show. Who wants to date Adam? That could be a whole reality show right there.
All right, moving on.
Yes.
Moving on, yes. Yes, there's also another new program called Microsoft OneNote.
OneNote?
Yeah, this is a notebook, and you fill it full of sticky notes.
Post-its?
Mm-hmm.
Electronic post-its?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, excuse me, post-it-like devices, because we can't, you know.
Well, that's a trademark.
Right.
3M.
Yeah.
So how does that work? What do you do?
Basically, you just open OneNote, and then you have your notebook, which can have different tabs and different pages, and each page you can have a lot of notes on it. And you just put whatever kind of sticky notes, whatever kind of notes you need in there.
See, let me warn everybody at home. I got my flat panels at work, and I have my OneNote open, and I got my Sharpie out to write on the notes. Mm. Bad idea.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that.
Because I'm a blonde. Yeah.
The OneNote things like if you had a tablet PC, it seems like it might be cool, but on a regular PC, I don't see how it really is that useful at all.
Well, I think part of it is you know, Microsoft has always dictated how we organize our information based on their file structures and folders and that kind of thing, and a lot of people have a problem grasping that, and then they save things, and they don't know where they saved it, they don't know where they put the stuff. There's just a little note, a little phone number, a little this, that, and the other. I think what they're doing is giving people an option to save information in a completely scattered format, all their own, with these tabs and pages and folders, just like we would with a regular old notebook, is the attempt, I believe.
Yeah.
So seems
like maybe in the future it might be something that might work, but I don't see its use today.
No, it's just not all of us are as organized as you.
Excuse me.
Now, what about all the we've seen television ad after television ad about how it's going to make it easier to connect with other people?
Well, there are some new sharing sort of features, you'd call them.
It's supposed to integrate real well with their media, their kind of their net meeting and all of the collaboration tools.
I haven't actually had a chance to test that out because I'm not into that stuff as much. I don't do much networking.
Wow, that's loud.
That did get loud, sorry. I didn't expect it so loud.
Adam, wrapping it up now, Office 2003, good, bad, indifferent?
Well, let's put it this way. If you already own Office 2000 or XP, don't just rush out there and buy it. Otherwise, might as well try it out.
If you're getting a new computer, it's a no-brainer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's our review from Adam, 13, all of 13 years old, from Glendale, a regular contributor to the show. Adam, thank you so much.
No problem.
When we come back, we'll have our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and some emails from people that are having problems with their computer.
Absolutely. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTR. Back after this. With the speed. This is